It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
What?
You look like...
You were like, oh, he's back in town.
Well, we were going to do the Jeff and Elena show.
Oh, yeah, Jeff and Elena. Well, go right ahead.
We were going to carry on without
go
you.
Go right ahead.
Miss Elena Presley from Mission, Texarkana, up here to talk about bow ties. I don't know why
bow
I said that.
He's going to change my whole theme, you guys.
Ties and tiaras, a daddy-daughter dance coming up. So we're going to talk about that some more here in just a few minutes. It's Reba McEntire on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. 103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. Two set in his ways, is that what you said?
Yeah, Grandpa. Tell us about the good.
Elena, will you defend me, please?
You kind of, you know.
it's hard for her to defend.
Kind of got it coming to
you? Yeah, you just kind of went, whatever.
Well, good morning, everybody. Mm-hmm. Miss Elena Presley with Mission Texarkana in here, and we're excited about this coming up event. March 27th, ties and tiaras.
It's a daddy-daughter dance.
It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun.
It's going to be a nice dinner, dancing, some games, and just...
Food,
dinner.
And a great chance for daddy and his little girl to get out. Or little girls.
Yes, or little girls, yes. So we'll be down at Silver Moon on Broad. We'll have music. Thank you, Fabian. We'll have...
Yeah, Fabian's going to come do the music.
Yep. We're going to have dinner, and then we're going to play some games, more trivia-type games, and then just dancing the rest of the night away.
So, daddies, study up on your Frozen trivia.
Yeah, because you're going to need that, yeah.
It'll be daddy-daughter trivia.
That'll be fun.
Your Lion
Trivia
King.
Fun. Yeah.
You know, details.
All those important ones, yeah.
I would just put on Disney on repeat.
Yeah.
Start getting ready.
That's right. But now, I think one of the coolest things about this, we're calling it a daddy-daughter dance. It's ties and tiaras.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no age limit, so I could take my granddaughters.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Paw can go, too.
Sure.
Yes.
Is what
Uncle,
we're saying.
Whoever is the man in your life that you would like to, or if you have a daughter or daughter figure that you
That's
take
right.
care of,
yeah.
bring her. It'll be a fun night.
And so it's
$30 is
for a couple
for a couple
for daddy and daughter, and then $10 for each additional daughter date.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had two daughters or two granddaughters or whatever,
yes.
Or in my case, you got
and that includes
three daughters, three granddaughters. I'd be in pretty deep.
Well, yeah, you would if you tried to bring every. You might have to narrow it down just a little.
Bring all my girls. I need a table.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to just reserve an entire table, please.
Yeah, that's right. So this is going to happen March 27th. Tell us about some of the other good things going on down at Mission Texarkana. We've got the CNA program underway now.
Yes, the CNA class is already, this is starting week two, I believe. So that's been going on, and we're excited to get another group graduated. As always, we have our coffee, and we also, yes, we got New Origins in, and we... also have decaf coffee now. I know.
But we need to be clear, though, because you're up in here on our time.
Okay, sorry.
As far as the two old men in a morning show coffee goes, it's death before decaf. Just our coffee is stronger than most folks' feelings.
Well, yes, this is true. But some people like to sleep at night. Some people don't like the taste of coffee, but don't particularly want... all the caffeine?
Oh, no, I get decaf. We're just not doing it with this man's coffee here.
No, but we do have a couple of bags of that right now, which we didn't have in the last year. So
That's right. So if you're sensitive, there is decaf.
There is decaf. And then we have a few new origins, a new one from Guatemala, a new one from Peru, and they're delicious.
The Peru is really good.
Yeah. All right.
We might even have to doctor our blend.
Just what I'm drinking
get to
right
messing
now.
With it.
You're
mess with it a little more.
You're going to hang around a little while?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's mypigradio.com.
No, it's not. It's mypigradio.com.
All
right. No, it's her pig radio.
It's mypigradio.com.
It's everybody's mypigradio.com.
103.9, 98.5. You've got the app. It's just mypigradio.
Oh, okay.
Do you have the app yet?
Yeah,
she got it a long time ago.
I've had the app.
Yeah. You've had
like the
app.
First day we I came in, you made me get the app. No, I'm just I wanted to.
It's kind of like, you will not leave until you get the app.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I have your phone, please?
If you want out of here, you're going to have to download it. So, by the way, the two old men and the dog coffee, we do want to tell you all the proceeds go to Mission Texarkana. So we charge a little bit more for it because it's got our faces on it. So, you know, it's got Charlie on it.
That's the main reason.
And it's a blend.
Yeah, it's a blend.
It's a blend. Good blend. Yeah, and like I said, it's stronger than some folks' feelings. But if you like good coffee, order that. And Miss Elena, she grinds it up down there at the Mission.
And I could ship it to you.
Yeah.
You could come pick it up.
Now, at Mission Texarkana, you're busier and busy. You're getting busier all the time.
Yes.
But you were just saying, because you go to school. I mean, you're at the Mission. Mm-hmm. Then you go to school. Mm-hmm. Then you're at Church Under the Bridge. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, you have your own church. Then you got all of the. I realize you're a young person. But my gosh, you are busy. What do you want to do?
Oh, in life?
Yeah.
Therapy. I'm going back to school.
What, like needed or do
provide
it?
Provide it. That's why okay. I'm going back to school.
You stick with us. You'll provide you with therapy.
Yeah.
My end goal is to become a licensed clinical social worker.
All right. I gotcha. And you said something about opening a clinic.
Eventually, yeah. Years. You've got to get licensed and then you got to get another license. But that's my end goal.
Well, that's awesome. It's good to have a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but we are here talking about ties and tiaras.
Yes.
Let's mention some of the sponsors. I know Cooper is in there.
Signature Healthcare, Persnickety 2, you guys.
Us guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fabian.
Thank you, Fabian.
And then lining out. It's going to be a nice meal.
Yes.
A nice sit-down meal. And, of course, lights, music, dancing.
Yes.
Lots, and it'll be all the good ones, like the Hokey Pokey and
Chicken Dance is my
favorite. Yeah, Chicken Dance. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah.
The Macarena. Start looking at your YouTube videos. Remember all these dances.
Yeah, Macarena, Chicken Dance. You got to get all those together.
It's going to be at that Silver Moon, right?
Yeah.
That's such a neat location. I like that location.
Yeah, they have a great, the way they set it up. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. How many? We've sold a number of tickets so far.
We have, but we only have, we can only seat 140. That's why all the tickets are bought online, so I can keep track of how many tickets we're selling.
Okay. So a little bit of time left. March 27th is the thing, but go ahead and get your tickets reserved.
I would go get your tickets reserved because once we reach capacity that's over, all I can do.
You're going to play a game with us here in a little bit, right?
I am.
You am.
She is.
JW had his winning streak just crushed the other day.
That's okay. I can start a new winning streak.
Ruth Ellen Witt came up here and got a perfect score.
Yeah, she was good.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do that.
Well, we're going to find out. It's Mary Chapin Carpenter on 103.9, 98.5. It's my pig.
Radio.com. Okay, you can have it.
No, I'm fine for it. My pig.
Okay, so here we go. 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. Okay. And Miss Elena's with us. We're going to play a game.
We love games.
We do love games. And good morning, everyone. Yeah,
good morning. Yes, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Y'all tease me so much.
All right, here we go. Yes or BS?
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's true. Or Barbara Streisand, it's not.
That's right. It's Barbara Streisand.
Oh, Greg, get me up.
When he was only 10 years old, Jim Carrey sent his resume to Johnny Carson.
Yes. I can see that.
Yeah.
Can you both see that?
He's going to say it's BS.
It is.
What?
Yeah, you're both wrong.
Who was it or what? How old was he or whatever?
Here, let me get back to it.
Yeah.
Over
What's
here.
The real
he,
answer?
He didn't send it to Johnny Carson. He sent it to Carol Burnett.
How? Well,
that was a trick question.
That was because it was just. Showed
he did send it.
He sent it to somebody. That's the piece that we're looking for.
All right, now, ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Maine, not Alaska.
Maine.
Okay.
Is actually the coldest state in America. Yes or BS?
Ooh, let me think about that for a second.
Maine.
It is. really far up.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I am too.
Oh, y'all sucked this morning.
No.
Alaska.
BS. It's Alaska where the average daily temperature is 32.
Oh, listen. Not like the coldest day. Oh. It's the on average.
Yeah, cold. And really everything about Alaska's bad. So you kind of knew that.
It's pretty.
The Egyptian pyramids were originally covered with beautiful paintings and drawings, which have weathered away over the years.
I think it's BS. I think they were white originally.
She seems to know. I'm going with her.
Okay. Finally, Elena got you a point.
She got me a point.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't think they had.
Because I had no clue.
Yeah. BS, they were originally covered in marble.
Oh.
Which is weathered away.
Well, okay. I got the, it was white.
Yeah.
I'm going with you.
In India, McDonald's restaurants don't serve pork or beef. Instead, they offer only fish, chicken, and vegetable sandwiches.
Yes. Sounds correct, because yes. Yeah.
Well, y'all got that one fast, yeah. Okay, like, they don't have Big Macs in India.
No.
No, they like the cows over there.
Yes. I like them here.
Well, they like...
I had a lot of friends...
They don't eat them.
I had a lot of friends from college who were from India, that's how I knew that so fast.
Your tongue cannot taste anything without saliva.
BS.
That's, what'd you say?
I said BS.
I think it's true.
It is true.
Really?
That moves JW.
Oh, man.
Oh, my
into
goodness.
The lead by one.
Oh, no.
All right, here we go. A cockroach will live 9 days without its head before it starves to death. Yes or BS? Pretty gross.
Yeah,
right?
It's really gross.
Yes.
Yeah, they can live
9 days.
They can like survive nuclear war.
Yeah.
Live 9 days. It can live 9 days without its head.
Uh-huh.
And it only dies then because it got hungry.
That's crazy. And disgusting.
All right. During the early days of the gold rush, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
1849.
You know a lot about the gold rush.
Like he was there. Wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, little 1849. Y'all don't know what it was like.
Old men are really old here.
Yeah, I remember it well.
The early days of the gold rush in California, a glass of whiskey cost $7.
Wow. $7?
Yes or BS?
Well, I don't know, because that could be true. Think about inflate. Like, if everybody's got a lot of money.
Gold.
And they're trying to make a lot of money. But also, $7 in 1849 is like a lot of money.
Yeah. Was it JW?
Yeah, it was.
JW, reminisce for us.
Yeah.
Give
it was a lot of money back then.
That was a month's wages. Yeah,
you know, now you really are going to have to play North to Alaska on the radio.
All right, so which is
say
it?
BS, aren't we?
Yes or
I think
BS?
We're going with BS. Yeah.
Well, it was $7
a
shot.
Oh, man.
$7? That's outrageous.
That how much? I wonder how much money that is. Like
a lot.
The equivalent.
Yeah, that's right. A lot.
Starfish do not have brains.
I think that is yes.
True.
Wow, man, we're just staying right there together today, aren't we? Fig Newtons are named for Sir Isaac Newton.
True. I think that was true.
False.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's just how I associate it, apparently.
No, it's Newton, Mass. Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Whatever you
not
say.
Massachusetts.
All right, 10%. We're still close. I mean, now we're tied up. Even.
Goodness.
So the next person to get a correct,
well,
is the winner.
Guess.
All right.
True.
Competitive art.
Oh my gosh.
Was once an actual Olympic sport.
Competitive art?
Competitive art.
That sounds like something that's so ridiculous it's true.
True. I'm going to say it's BS.
Yeah, me too.
It's true.
Dang, I should have went with my gut.
You should have.
It was an Olympic sport.
For how long?
From 1912 to 1948.
Really?
You should have remembered, JW.
Yeah, I should have.
All right, let's try again. When they first came out, stop signs were yellow.
True.
I do actually remember those.
That's a yes.
New York City was once named New Orange.
New Orange City?
Mm-hmm.
I say that's false.
Yeah, that's false. It was New Amsterdam, I think.
No, it was true.
Oh, what?
What? New Orange? I've never heard that.
You're still tied up. This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, well.
The hottest place on Earth is the Sahara Desert. Yes or BS?
I'm trying to think if there's anywhere hotter. Before I get my answer.
Is there anywhere hotter
than the Sahara Desert?
What are you going to say?
I think it's BS.
I'll go with yes. We'll do opposite.
We'll do opposite.
It was BS. JW is back on top.
I was going to say BS.
It was actually Ethiopia.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Now, I'm going to throw this one in as an extra just so you know.
So I could win.
Okay.
Hot water will freeze faster than cold water.
That's true. Yes. That is true.
Yeah, it is true. So, all right, Miss Elena.
We did good.
Yeah,
you did great.
I mean, y'all.
Except for New Orange. I never heard of that.
No, it wasn't it. It was like New Amsterdam or something like that.
Well, it was
New Orange.
It was New Amsterdam when JW lived there.
JW did a lot of traveling.
Boy, I tell you what, I got around.
Yeah, him and Ben Franklin. Did he tell you about Paris?
Him and Ben were hanging out in Paris.
Ben were hanging out.
And then he came here and he was like, I got to go make some gold. He went to California. Paid $7 for
him,
whiskey.
Him and Ben, they were like peas and carrots.
I told him to run for president, and he just didn't do it.
Right up till the whole turkey for the national bird thing.
He was like, I'm
out.
We
had a split on that.
That's what they fell out
over. I went with
the
eagle.
Never talked to him again.
Ben went with the turkey.
All right, Miss Elena, thank you so much for coming by. We've got the daddy-daughter dance, Ties and Tiaras, coming up March 27th.
Silver Moon on Broad.
And thank our sponsors putting this together.
Yes, so thank you to Cooper Tire. Thank you to Persnickety 2. To you guys, yes, thank you. Thank you to Fabian personally for doing our DJing and to Signature Healthcare.
Oh, great. Man, yeah. So a lot of great people, and it's going to be a lot of great fun.
Yes,
so we're looking forward to that March 27th, Silver Moon. And we'll have more details coming up on it as we get a little bit closer to the date. You have a great day, Miss Elena.
You guys too. Thank you.
You too.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.